Better living through chemistry. That's a nasty way of talking about the grim innovation of using heavy tranquilizers to drug dates and take advantage of them. It's a serious problem at parties, on college campuses. Date rape, it's called. Of course, you may have heard of the slang term roofies for the various drugs used. Warnings for people to be vigilant can only stop so much of this. Now, one man is fighting innovation with innovation. His company, Drink Savvy, is marketing cups and straws that detect date rape drugs and alert the drinker by changing color. Boston inventor Michael Abramson says necessity was definitely the mother of his invention.
I was at a friend's birthday celebration about 3 or so years ago. I got my first drink of the night from the bar, and a few sips in, it started to feel much more like my 15th. And my friends were able to get me home safely, but waking up feeling as awful as I did and knowing that I had only had a few sips of one drink, I knew that I had been drugged.
Now, without betraying any confidences or making wild accusations, do you know anything about the circumstances? And can you say that your situation is generalized to the many, many other people in the nation that have this kind of experience?
Typically, it is women who are drugged, but men are not immune to it. Certainly, in my case, it could be because either I was a target of being robbed, or it could have been as simple as I got somebody else's drink, so it was meant for somebody else.
So coming up with a countermeasure involved either a drug that would neutralize any of the available, date rape drugs out there on the market or available for people to use, or you'd have to get some sort of detector. And you chose which modality here?
Yeah, I chose the detection route because it seemed like the simplest and most effective way. If the same cups, straws, and stirrers and glassware that you're drinking from already is also the indicator that would change color if somebody drugs your drink, well, then you've got continuous, effortless, and discreet monitoring of your drink throughout the entire night.
How much enthusiasm is there for this product and even the notion, and I don't know if you've gone here or not, that individual establishments would get a kind of drink savvy, good housekeeping seal of approval, and so that people would understand that if they're in a place that uses this product, they have a different level of safety than they might be somewhere else.
Well, the first thing is to say that everybody should always act as if they did not have a drink savvy product that they were using. You always have to be vigilant. There's no 100% effective, foolproof anything. So I just want to be clear about that. But the ability to be able to discern which bars and clubs were using the drink savvy products and which ones were not, certainly I think it would be a little curious to have, if you've got two bars on a street, one is using the drink savvy products and one isn't. That might be a little curious to the patrons as to, why does this bar care particularly about our safety and this one doesn't.
What's it like being a CEO here?
Again, having been drugged myself, I've got a particularly uniquely invested interest in seeing this succeed and help prevent others from going through similar or worse than what I went through. But it's an exciting process. It's fun, certainly, and I look forward to learning more and more as I go.
What's your next milestone here?
The next milestone is to get the beta out to our crowdfunders who successfully helped us raise over $52,000 in about 45 days on Indiegogo. Get the beta out to them by around September of this year, and then get everything ready to be mass-produced and ready for the public at large around the world by early to mid-2014.
Michael Abramson is a patent attorney and the inventor of cups and straws that detect date rape drugs.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex. Of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.